And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Corey Sandin here, too. We just heard from Rock God Rick up at Katmai Lodge. He's probably out on the water right now catching fish as we speak. Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris and Shogun here. I have so much fun when you're in the studio, Frank. It's so exciting. The 2 hours go by so fast. It's really a pleasure.
Glad to hear that.
Here.
It's always a pleasure to
and
be here. Pete.
You've been doing it for almost 27 years with us. That's scary,
That's
isn't
time.
It?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And Corey, it's so great to have you in here. And all the lines are full, but why don't you tell them what's going on?
Well, if they want to give us a call when one of the lines. When we do have a caller drop off there, two numbers, 877-792-1090, 858-457-1090. And if you want to join us, we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Thank you, Frank, for that. And
yeah.
With Taro and the gang. I want to go out and enjoy one of those burgers.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not
Wagyu
just burgers.
Burger, yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think I'd go just to do that, right?
Heck, yeah. And right? Oh, and you get a bunk, too.
Are you kidding me? In a shower?
Yeah.
A shower. On top of that?
Yeah. It's like long-range fishing going for the day.
Yeah, that's definitely a good time. I think we have a special caller on the line.
Yeah, Pete? For sure. Captain John Collins, the knot man himself. Good morning, John.
Morning, Pete. How you doing?
Good, good. Great good. To hear from you.
Corey, Captain Frank Lopresti, how are you?
Howdy.
I'm doing great, John. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I just wanted to say a couple things. One is that we got back off a trip that I sponsored on the RP here about a week ago. And I got to tell you, if a guy likes to yellowtail fish, you're going to find some of the best springtime yellowtail fishing you'll ever see in your life. That fishing we had down on the ridge was absolutely incredible. Surface iron, yo-yo, dropper loop, fly line. Any way you want to catch them, you're going to see some of the best yellowtail fishing you've ever seen in your life. I mean, it's incredible.
Wow. That sounds really good.
Yeah. The other thing is that I brought a friend of mine on the trip, and he'd never been on the boat before. And his only comment was, what have I been missing all these years?
Yeah, it's addictive.
He just went absolutely crazy. And Captain Roy Rose, I'll tell you something.
Speaking
the
of
Energizer
crazy.
Bunny was tailored after Roy Rose. That guy, from the time he gets up in the morning at 5 o'clock until he goes to bed at night, he is wound up like an 8-day clock.
What do you feed him, Frank?
You know, John doesn't know that. Well, I think John does know it. There's a, you know, when we remodeled the bridge, he had a refrigerator put in, and that's for his, you know, the sweet drinks. But the bottom drawer is absolutely chucked full of candy.
Oh, and it's sugar, on a sugar high constant.
But, you know, even if there was no candy in there. You know, people have even asked me, is that kid on drugs?
Yeah. You know? Sugar.
He is, you know, he just loves his work so much.
Yeah.
And he's so enthusiastic. You know, he's a godsend. And he's on, you know, I'm just happy to
be blessed to have such a great guy.
Well, I'll tell you what. And another thing is, I can't believe all the comments that I heard from the people on the boat. Saying what a remarkable job you've done on getting this boat looking the way it's looking. I mean, I was absolutely impressed when I walked aboard. The way the galley's set up, the forward staterooms, I mean, it looks like a brand new boat on the inside. It's obvious there was a lot of effort and work put into that.
Well, thank you, John. Coming from you, it means the world to me.
I mean, it really, really looks good.
Thanks, John.
In any event, I just wanted to let the people know that if they haven't been on one of those springtime trips, that they're missing some of the best yellowtail fishing they'll ever encounter in their life. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible.
You know,
it's like that year after year.
John, we are talking about that 7-day trip on the Shogun. at the end of July, July 27th to August 3rd. How good is that going to be, right?
Oh, boy. I talked to a good friend of mine that just got off a boat in the middle of the week last week, and he said that yellowfin fishing across the pond is just absolutely on fire right now. It is so good.
Yeah. It's
and nice, really nice grade.
Nice
50
grade
to 80
too.
Pound fish with some fish over 100. I mean, it's just incredible fishing right now.
John, I don't know that you're, you know, you have such a busy schedule, but maybe you could make that trip.
Frank, you know me. I'm ready to go at the drop of a hat.
You twist my arm.
Better go to Guadalupe.
You better start putting your tackle together, right? John.
I'll start doing my push-ups and curl-ups right now.
Well, Captain John Collins, thanks for all you do for the industry. You know, it's John
and Friends of Rollo.
And, oh, of course, he does so much for Friends of Rollo everything.
He brought me checks for $4,600 the other day just from the two trips that he ran raising money for Friends of Rollo.
Wow. That's cool,
That's
John.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
Pack your bags, right, John. You're going fishing on that 7-day on the Shogun, it sounds like.
Oh, my God, I got to tell Sanford. He's going to go crazy.
Thanks, John. Appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what I don't understand, Frank? Here we are, middle of the season, and you have a day and a half that leaves Tuesday with two spots open on the Shogun. You have a three-day leaves the following Saturday with four spots open. You have a three-day after that with 19 spots, and then you have 11 spots on the 7-day Island Tackle. And then pretty much nothing for
right,
the rest of
right.
the year. What the heck is going on in July?
Well,
this is such a good time to go fishing.
You know,
are you kidding me?
You know, Pete, I've heard other boats, other owners say to me, you know, God, we can't believe we just got plagued with cancellations this year. This was talking several years ago. And for some reason, it had never happened to me. But, you know, just the other day, 2 days before the limited party trip, that's limited to 22 passengers on the RP, 2 days before the trip, two people had to cancel.
What, are they going to Comic-Con or something?
No. One of them was a medical deal. Another one was a business deal.
Yeah.
And then on the Shogun, like I said, it was a 6-day charter. And the charter bailed last minute. And that's, well, last minute, a month ago. And there we sit with two three-day trips. And so
a great opportunity to
right.
go fishing. You can book those trips, I know, on the Fisherman's Landing site as well as the ShogunSportFishing.com site.
But the Island Tackle trip is one that people should be jumping on because that's going to get them some phenomenal fishing.
Yeah, I mean, look at the reports already
yep.
from the island. I mean, Royal Stars are right now catching 130-pound yellowfin tuna.
That's correct.
Right?
That's correct.
Whew. It's good fishing, for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and find out what's biting out there. Fishdope.com report from the man, Captain Dave Hansen. You know that guy, Captain Dave?
You
Frank?
Bet.
You know him?
Bet.
You know his dad?
Morning, Dave.
Yeah? You know him? Yeah. Well, this report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best fish processing for your fishing trip returns to San Diego landings, Fish Pros, the market, you can get fresh fish. I heard yellowfin. Bluefin tuna?
It's got fresh bluefin in there.
Yeah. Smoked jerky fish, tuna burgers, and all at their convenient Liberty Station. And, Corey, you said it, their line of smoked spices, their rubs, their salts, smoked cheeses,
it's
awesome.
It's incredible. I mean, I've used the rubs on everything from chicken to fish to meat to...
Sean has done a phenomenal job over there. You got to take your hat off to him. He's really doing some really nice merchandising.
Yes.
Yesterday I was in there and he gave me a bag of dog treats.
Yes.
What?
Huh? He's Sean's like the master
dog treats.
Right?
Yeah. Dog treats.
I'm into it.
Yes.
I'm into it.
It is dried fish skin.
Yeah.
And it is beautiful.
But dogs love it.
But what's incredible with the rubs is there's no additives. There's no, like, enhancers.
Nope.
It's all natural.
Natural stuff.
Yes.
So check it out. Not only when your trip returns, get your fish processed by Fisherman's
Processing. Well, if you just happen to be in San Diego and you want a piece of fish, you might stop by and see him.
Fish
know?
Pros the market right there in Liberty
there
Station.
Go.
Good morning, Captain Dave. What's going on out there?
Hey, Frank. Good morning, Pete, Corey, guys. I had the most spectacular week that I've had in a long time in my life. And Monday was probably one of the greatest days I've ever had. I got to take my dad fishing on the big boat. I got to take my dad and Dart went. And one of my dad's best friends, four-star general, J.K., and we went. My dad wanted to catch a calico bass. All he's heard about is how good the bass fishing is right now. All he wanted to do was catch calico bass, and I got to take him fishing, and what an honor. That is the coolest thing I've done in a long, long time since I've had kids, was take the old man fishing, and he got to catch his calico bass. He caught one, he put the rod away, and then Dart caught his limit, and I caught my limit, and then we went home. It was spectacular. The calico bass fishing, like Brian Woolley was saying, is as good as I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of calico bass. That's my favorite fish to fish for, just like you, Corey. And it is insane, and it doesn't matter where. You can go to Catalina. You can go to Clemente. You can fish the coast, anywhere. As long as you know how to cast, the bass fishing is insane right now.
And Dave, I was talking with RJ on the new Seaforth, and he said it was the hands down the best calico bass fishing he's seen in his life.
Really?
Happy fishing, yes.
That's pretty much what's going on, Corey. And if you want, the weirdest thing is, if you want a bigger calico bass, you take the sardine and you smash his head and you nose hook him and you flip him out off the stern and let it sink. And right when it goes out of sight, instant 5-pounder.
Come on.
It's insane. If it's alive, it's going to be like a 1 to 3 pounder. But if it's dead and it sinks, it's insane. And when you look over the side, it's like the old days, Frank. When you look over the side, you see these balls of brown that are just it's mind-boggling how many fish. Spots that we've been fishing for 100 years. You go to these spots and you look over the side and you're blown away by the amount of fish that are there. Now, you want to hear something really incredible? On Tuesday, after the great day of fishing with my dad and Dart, my buddy and I went out fishing on my skiff. We went to Salt Creek, had phenomenal calico bass fishing like we're talking about. A hook came out of the calico bass. My buddy's winding it as fast as he can. Hook up right on the corner, skipjack in 48 feet of water at Salt Creek.
What?
That's crazy. All over social media. Steve Crook came down, took the fish to the wherever the biologists take the fish, and took them apart, made sure it was really a skipjack. And it was a 3-pound skipjack at Salt Creek in 48 feet of water. Now, I've seen a lot of cool stuff in my life, but I've never seen that before. And then the next fish right after that was a 32-inch white sea bass.
Whoa,
so go
wow.
figure.
Dave, that's awesome fishing. And then we didn't even get into talking about offshore. And there's
no.
so much going on because fishdope.com has it all. I know Jason's been on it. I was with Jason yesterday talking about the fishing and what's going on. And, getting ready for my trip tomorrow. And so much inshore, offshore, all of it is at fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership, the fishdope.com, using the code Hookup Now, lowercase, no space, Hookup Now. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, when you're done today with the show, give me a call because we're offshore all day tomorrow on the big boat, so we can work together. Give me a call when you get off the radio. Look me up. My new website's going phenomenal. Got tons of new members every day. It's going awesome. It's yoursaltwaterguide.com. Or you can give me a call at 949-374-0786, and Kelly and I are going to go bass fishing here for a couple hours before I go fuel the boat right now.
Why not, right?
Exactly.
All right, Captain Dave. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the water, and talk to you next week right here on the show.
Yeah, awesome. All right, guys. Have a great day. Bye, Frank.
Awesome report. Calico Bass absolutely gets me going. And this week's catch report is sponsored by Anza Knives. Handcrafted in San Diego County for over 30 years, Anza Knives are made from high-carbon steel, which hold a great edge and easy to sharpen. They offer a variety of fillet knives as well as hunting, general purpose, and one-of-a-kind collector's knives. Once you try Anza Knives, you'll be hooked. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details.
Yeah,
that's A-N-Z-A.
Yeah, they're the best knives. And see Don today at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show in Del Mar. You know that show that everybody's been protesting? Well, it still gets to go on, thank God.
Yeah,
and
right.
Don's going to be there with Anza Knives right there at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. So go by and say hi to Don and tell him you listen to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do that, Pete, and let's talk to Tom. Tom is calling from Temecula. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Morning, Frank.
Morning.
I had the privilege of going out on the Liberty on Tuesday. The trip was scheduled to go to the Coronado Islands and fish yellowtail, and I needed some yellowtail in the fuel freezer. But we ended up going offshore, and to my amazement, you know, the boat slowed down, I think, around 8:30, which wasn't that far off the point. And there was a school of some mixed bonita and yellowtail, and I think we scratched one out of there. But then after that, we started just going from one bunch of tuna to the next. And I think we ended up with, I think, 27 bluefin for the day and 18 yellowfin.
Wow.
Which was an incredible day. I got my first bluefin, and those were just incredible fish. And Frank, the one thing that just blew me away was on this boat was when that bluefin came in, they gilled and gutted that fish and went into the hole. And I know they had been doing that with some of the bigger fish on other boats, but for them to do that on a full-day boat on the Liberty just was a total awesome thing.
Well, that's
the other thing I wanted to mention was the crew, as you mentioned earlier, is incredible. There was a crew member with me all the way around the boat. I went all the way around the boat at least once, maybe a once and a half. And there was another gentleman, I think his reel seat broke on his rod, and so you ended up with a tuna on a rod and the reel off the rod. And I think the crew got that fish in. I'm not sure how they did it, but awesome. And then one final comment. I think Sarah needs a bigger kitchen.
All right, Tom. Well, that's great stuff. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And, boy, the fishing has just been – how about that yellowtail fishing for the spring for not only the Liberty but also San Diego?
I mean, for all the boats, hard and phenomenal. I don't think I've ever seen it go that consistent that long.
Yes. What happened? What changed? Did the rod roll at the islands?
Talk to the big man upstairs.
Yeah. Because it was so good for so long, and then like a week and a half ago, it just changed,
yeah,
right?
Well, the water got greener. And
is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it
that's
could come
why
back.
It moved offshore a little bit.
It could come back.
It could.
Really. Yeah.
It could.
Yeah.
It could.
Yeah. But in the meantime, go catch. Have a day like Tom just talked about having catch bluefin.
Like, are you
and
kidding me?
Right?
And bleeding the fish and gilling and gutting them and putting them in the hold and
good stuff.
Taro and the crew taking care of them.
They do it long range style.
Yeah, for sure. I wonder where they learned that, Corey.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Taro learned a lot of that from Brian Kiyohara
on the American Angler.
Yeah, Brian's one of the best teachers of our young men in the fleet.
There's no question.
And
about
not to mention Taro learning from Boog, learning from Ryan on the San Diego too.
Right.
You know,
that's
I mean, just
right.
Kind of all of it together. You know,
well, he's had two great teachers.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, Booger's phenomenal. We all know that.
Yes,
no doubt about it. All right, let's jump into those jam packed phone lines. Only Ryan I see that just popped open is 858-457-1090.
Let's do it, Pete. And doing so, we're going to talk to Bruce. Bruce is calling from Lemon Grove. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Bruce.
Hey, thank you. Just fantastic show as usual, guys. Question is for Frank. Got a 10-day in October. Looks like your only 10-day of the year. What should we expect for that one? Can we go to Guadalupe on that trip?
Well, first of all, I think there's five or six 10-day trips. There's only one that has
on the Royal Polaris you're talking about, right?
No, on the Shogun.
Oh, yeah, okay, on the Shogun. Yes, you will fish Guadalupe, but you'll also probably fish Aleos Rocks for Wahoo. You might get to Uncle Sam and the 23. That's the nice thing about a 10-day trip that time of year. You're going to get to go everywhere. To me, the perfect idea of a 10-day trip that time of year is going down, getting some wahoo, doing a little grouper yellowtail fishing, and then coming back up to the loop and fishing for 40 to 150-pound yellowfin. So, yes, you can count
open.
On it.
There's one spot open on that. There's no spots open in the fall.
Yeah.
But one spot open on that 10-day leaves October 4th. Through October the 14th.
You know, the other, I was looking at the books yesterday, December 16th, I think it is, we do not have one person booked on the trip. And every year, some of the best fishing is November and December. On our December 26th trip, for the last 4 years, we've had excellent fishing on yellowfin at Guadalupe.
Wow.
And that
December 16th trip. Hasn't got one reservation yet, but I'm not worried about it. Once people see that that fish is still biting, they're gonna go.
And the availability of the island and the fact that
right.
you guys are able to go have a good time and
right.
and
such Elbrook. A cool place.
Oh
to fish.
Man, I
love it.
The fish that comes from there is incredible.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
it's a good.
Just
thing.
Bring me back some fish. That's
there
all.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone. Have a great time on that trip. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's jump back in the phones.
Let's do it, and then we're gonna talk to Don. Don's calling from Huntington Beach. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is Don.
Oh,
hey,
is this
I'm just calling
former
you.
Tournament I'm just winner, calling. Don?
That's me.
Oh boy.
That's why I'm calling. I'm gonna give you a heads up. When you go down later this year to Palmas, don't be surprised if you have a tab there at the bar in our name.
Because you're going to win the tournament again?
You know, we're going to do our best. But, you know, it's a luck. We get on the fish and we get lucky, yeah, we'll put our best in there. I'm sitting here having breakfast with Lucci, and he says, yeah, let's get a drink on Pete. I said, we'll do it.
All right, very good. Yeah, you can leave it there with the boys at the bar, and I'll pay for it when I get down in October. Just one, though. Just one, though, Don.
Just, well, don't worry. It's a pitcher.
All right. Well, good luck in the Dorado shootout there, Don. I know two-time winner with a – how big was it, 12 pounds?
Yeah, I'm going to go down and buy some 12-pound test today. I don't think that's going to work, though, because I've been looking at the pitchers from down there, and they're getting pretty big.
Yeah, they're big ones. Well, good luck, Don. We hope you get them. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Yeah, and that's that's definitely a good call. And he's in the running for a full-day trip on the Liberty, so good for him. And let's go back, jump into the lines. We're going to talk to John. John's calling from Long Beach this morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, John.
Hi, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show as usual. I just want to make a comment for Frank. I was on the Shogun a few years ago, and 4 years ago, actually, and my grandson had a medical issue out there, and the crew jumped into action, were cool, calm, and collective while I was literally freaking out, and handled the situation, got on the phone with the Coast Guard. Luckily, we didn't have to fly him out there to get him off of there. And let me tell you, those guys remained so cool and so calm. So if anybody's questioning whether you should go on a trip, if you get sick, if something happens, know that those crew members and the captain and everybody on there is on it, and they know what they're doing. So I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you for the compliment. And, yeah, we try to prepare ourselves for that. And the guys have, you know, we've had that happen a few times. Thank God it only happened a few times. But the guys are well prepared for it. So thank you very much.
And how about that Coast Guard? I mean, wow.
They're phenomenal.
They are amazing guys. You see what they do and the way yep. they can rescue people in the middle of the ocean, rough seas and stuff like that.
Hey, and your crew, I mean, those crews on the boats, Frank, they spend three-quarters of their life at sea. And to be calm and cool and collective is just it's who they are, and it's a factor of their livelihood, really,
yeah,
you know?
No doubt.
They're calm and cool with the whole thing. Well,
sure. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
And he's in the running for a trip on the Liberty. If you want to join us, 877-792-1090, 858-457-1090, a trip on the Liberty. Frank Lopresti, Fish Reports. We got more coming back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing, here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 Pilot House over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971 is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. And fun times, good times. You want to join us? 877-792-1090, 858-457-1090. If you want your chance of the Liberty. And
yeah, talk to Frank Lopresti. Only line available right now, 1-877-792-1090. Frank, as fast as this show goes, and it's been a great show, and we have more coming, let's talk about parking at Fisherman's Landing.
Which is always a hotbed.
And Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Hotbed issue.
Well, first of all, we've got to take our hats off to Doug Kern, who's been working very hard and probably extremely knowledgeable on the whole problem. Another guy that we've been working with at, by the way, it has just been a pleasure. I enjoy working with Frank Rossetti from H&M. He has done such a phenomenal job over there, and he's a cool guy to work with.
Yeah, he's really turned that place around.
We've been in meetings and meetings, and I've only been in a few of them. Doug and Frank have been in a lot of them. But, you know, the Port of San Diego, as you may know and may not know, reneged on us. They were going to build us a parking garage, and then they decided that a lot of their parking garages aren't filling, and that to build a parking garage wasn't smart because everybody is Ubering now. And we tried to explain to them that fishermen don't Uber with all their tackle and their fish, and that a big percentage of our business comes from over an hour away from San Diego. But it hasn't struck any parts or anything else.
So wait a minute. So the Port of San Diego commits to doing a parking structure, done deal, and then they went, nah, we're not going to do it. How is that possible?
We were told they were going to build us a parking structure. It was going to take 3 years.
Yeah, I remember.
But then they changed their mind. So
what is wrong with
the port? They basically have told us that they don't want to deal with it, that it's up to us. So we're trying to come up with a solution. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we're going to need their help to make it work.
Sure.
But there are things in the fire that several options that we have, and we're going to be, in fact, there's a meeting Tuesday morning, another one Thursday morning. But we're even discussing the possibilities of valet parking for our fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, the lot, the Scott Street lot would be mainly for half-day and three-quarter-day people, okay, whereas the long-range people would be parked at Westies and along North Harbor Drive, but it would be a valet-type thing. And so that's what we're hoping for. And I've always had the dream of a valet thing because, you know, for a lot of people, carrying all that gear and all
awesome.
That deal is a pain. So yeah, that would be awesome. And then if we do have to go a parking garage between the three landings and the two marinas, we're hoping we're going to be able to finance it. But that's, you know, the cost of a parking garage is...
And the port says we won't help you.
Well, let's just say that right now we're not getting any financial assistance from the port.
Yeah. Okay? And so what are they...
The only financial assistance that we're getting is money that we ourselves have put in.
You know, what is wrong with the port? I'm sorry. You know, I hate to take a stand against them, but they are very wealthy. They have a lot of money. So they put their money into these art figures rather than things that are helping the tenants that pay them so much money.
Well, as you well know, you try to get a hotel room in Point Loma this time of the year,
yeah,
you can't do it.
Forget it.
A lot of it is, you know, other things, but a big part of it is sport fishing.
Yeah. And you pay a percentage. What percentage you pay, X percentage for every dollar that is spent along port land?
Everything. Whether you buy a pack of gum or anything. But, you know, the fact is, Pete, I've been dealing with this parking problem for 40 years.
Yeah.
I remember Pete and Bill Poole and Bruce Barnes saying, Frank, why don't you tackle the parking problem? Well, they sure got rid of an elephant when they threw it on me because it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
And we have, you know, they have given us lip service for so many years. I'm thankful for the port for a lot of things, but I'm disgusted, absolutely disgusted with how poorly they treat sport fishing.
As you should be,
and
for sure.
It is just,
it's not just sport fishing. What about, you know, where we have our offices? What about Pizza Nova? What about Jimmy's? What about Sun Harbor Marina? I mean, it's a fight for parking down there. It's just ridiculous.
They don't care, I think, Pete. Yeah. I used to think they cared and that we just had to come up with a solution that was going to take things. But the truth is, you know, what it's come down to, you want parking? Do it yourself.
Yeah.
We're not giving you any help.
Yeah.
We'll give you permission. And you can't do it without our permission.
Yeah.
But you figure out how to do it.
Unbelievable.
And with the thought of the parking
and
garage.
And then they'll get to collect the increased revenue. So
yeah,
that's great. You know, it's what makes the world turn, go around.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, between Frank Rossetti, myself, Tim Ekstrom, and other guys, Greg Bay, a few guys, we're going to somehow solve the problem.
All right. Good.
And
good.
Hopefully...
With or without the port. But it certainly would be...
We're not going to do it without the port because we need to have their blessing. But let's hope that we can come up with a solution that they're willing to buy that isn't going to cost them anything, and they'll probably bite on it.
I wonder how much money they're investing in Comic-Con next week.
You think?
Yeah. Millions of dollars. I mean, just like give us a little chunk of that to build a parking structure,
right? Just a
little
bit.
Just a little. That's all we ask for.
I know one thing, Pete. When Frank says that he's going to make it happen...
He's going to make it happen.
Something's going to happen.
Well,
yeah.
Hey,
Dwayne!
Don't give me credit for that. There's a lot of other people that are involved in that happening. Go ahead.
Sure. Dwayne, San Diego Anglers, big event next week, huh? Or is it the week after? Week after next.
The week after. It's Saturday, July 28th. It's the Captain Ron's Christopher Classic there. As you know, he moved away. Captain Ron moved north a couple this year, and he asked us to take the Crystal Pier Classic over, and we proudly said yes. And so it's our first year doing it. So it's Saturday, July 28th. Jim has donated the pier. There'll probably be about 400 kids on the pier that day. And everything is free. You know, the kids will be fishing from about 7 a.m. till noon, and then we'll give them a lunch, fish tacos. San Diego Ron Rioco will be cooking hot dogs for us there. A little raffle afterwards and award some prizes. So it's a real quick morning, and we had about 400 kids on the pier last year, and they were jack and mackerel and a little halibut, some surf perch, and it was pretty amazing, and it was a lot of fun. So we're very proud to take this event over.
Well, hey, Dwayne, why don't you pick up a half a dozen half-day passes for raffle gifts from me?
I did. I already did. I've been down to the landings there. I already got it from the guys at Fisherman's Landing. I'm going to go see Robert today. He's going to have a bunch for us today, I'm going to do that.
Great. And don't forget to hit Frank Arcetti up.
Yeah.
Oh, I will. I just haven't got around to it. I was down at El Salto for a week there. So Corey, you should have come, Corey. It was really, really good.
I know. I missed out this year, Dwayne.
That was hot. That's hot time down there, huh? Oh.
No, it was not. It's cloudy every day.
Don't give it up.
It was way cooler down there than it was up here, but it was fantastic fishing.
Don't give it up, Dwayne.
Yeah.
Stop.
No, that's good. Corey doesn't want to tell people how good it is this time of the year, right?
Oh, a lot of fun. Yes. But Captain Ron could not have handed this off to a better group of people, Dwayne, for the San Diego Anglers to have it. It's a really good deal. And for some of the kids, it's the first time ever fishing.
Yeah, catching a
fish. That's right. That's exactly right. And we have loaner gear. The Lakeside Optimist Club, they have a trailer full of rods and rails. If you got kids that don't have fishing gear, just come on down, and we'll have a trailer full of gear, and we'll get them fishing.
And it's all free. Crystal Pier Kids Classic. It's great. It's that the San Diego Anglers is taking it over. Saturday, July 28th, 8 a.m. to noon. All you do is just show up, right, Dwayne?
Just show up. That's all you do is show up, and we'll take care of the rest.
All right. What was your big fish at Salto this time?
We had two fish just under 10 pounds. Let me just say the best morning we had. We had a morning session on popping frogs. It was about a two-hour session. We had 16 fish on the frogs between 6 and 9 pounds. It was fantastic.
And some rain to go with it too, Dwayne?
A little bit, but it always rained when we weren't fishing. It rained at night, which was great. So the water would come up 3 or 4 inches every night very slowly, and it was flooding the grassy knolls there. Those big bass were moving up into the points, and it was just phenomenal fishing there.
Well, that's cool to hear that they're getting more water, because it was down seriously.
No, it's raining about every night down there, so it's coming up nicely. That's coming up nicely.
Good.
Thanks, Dwayne. Appreciate that report. We'll talk to you real soon. Look forward to that great Crystal Pier Kids Classic in a couple of weeks, for sure. Let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. And doing so, we're going to talk to Odie. Odie's calling from Norwalk. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Odie.
Good morning, Odie.
Yes. Morning, gang. Just a quick question for the master there. I just would like to know about the yellowtail fishing, about a good, I know you talked about live mackerel for a big one. What kind of iron would you use?
What kind of an iron would I use for a big one? Well, first of all, if I wanted to fish a big one, I'd probably fish a dropper loop, number one. Number two, maybe number one would be a 1 ounce to 2 ounce sliding sinker with a nose hook sardine. That would be my number one. If I had a mackerel, of course I'd use the mackerel. And then as far as the iron, I don't know. I'm still pretty partial to the 7X light.
All right.
Okay.
Iron.
Full very size good. 7X.
Yeah. Right.
I like it.
Very good, Odie. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, let's jump back in them, and we're going to talk to Brian. Brian's calling from Pomona. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning. Hey, my question is about eating fresh fish. Does it taste best if you can and eat it right then, or let it wait a couple days?
I like to let it wait overnight.
Yeah, at least overnight. You know, the Hawaiians won't even touch a tuna for 3 days. Yeah, they leave it on ice for 3 days, let the muscles relax. But that's what happens, right, Frank?
Well, let me just say that one thing, I've learned a lot from my beautiful wife, Kathy, but one thing that she has taught me is that fish that you get, whether it's yellowtail tuna or anything else, you know, holding it in a refrigerator is not the proper way to hold it. You put it in an ice chest. You submerge your fish in ice. The fish should be, in other words, it shouldn't be on the bottom. It should be in the middle. It should be covered on the bottom and the top with ice, and that fish will last at least 7 days and taste phenomenally fresh.
After it was filleted.
After it was filleted.
And, wow. And I'll tell you, something I learned from Pete, which Pete learned this from Sean at Fisherman's Processing, is to, even on a fresh piece of fish, I put paper towels underneath.
Yeah. Yeah,
and suck up all that moisture.
Yes, yes, yeah, it keeps it very fresh.
All right, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Yes, and as we jump back into them, we're going to go to Chuck. Chuck's calling from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome
morning,
to
Chuck.
Good morning, guys. How are you, man?
Great.
I was on a zero tuna boat yesterday, and I'm telling you, when you got a bunk to sleep in and a Sarah burger, I think my burger was made out of salt mine yesterday. I think, my God, I can't wait to go back out and get a real one. And have you ever had a wedding on board? I was down on Hogan's, and Josh got married on Wooly's boat. And I go, what a great idea.
Actually, I've married a couple of people on the boat.
On the boat?
Oh, yeah, on the RP.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
How cool is that? I mean, that's kind of a neat experience, really.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to get married, Frank will perform the ceremony. Just,
right?
just arrange it for you, Chuck.
Just think how much more fun it would be if Roy did it.
Oh, that's scary. Yeah. And John Collins could be the best man.
There you go.
That, huh?
My
what a
gosh.
Team. Yeah.
Deck boots and all.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's jump back. I've got a couple very patient callers down there, Corey.
They've been very, very, very patient. And let's take Mike. Mike's calling from Cardiff. Good morning. Welcome to Stock Cookout, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Great.
Great. Hey, starting to see some of those foamers again like we did a couple years ago. And personally, yeah, I can get the popper out there once, but I'm not using the coffee grinder, so I can't get it out there two and three times. And it's just driving me nuts. Would you guys just drop in a cult sniper or something like a mega bait? And on the retrieve, would you just kind of go nice and a normal retrieve, a fast retrieve? And just to add to the Liberty, oh, yeah, those guys are on it. They are doing a great job. And I'm not sure, Frank, what's the young gentleman's name that's running the boat occasionally? Abel?
Anebo.
Anebo. Yeah.
Oh, he's great. Yeah. Very, very good.
Yeah. Now,
very fishy guy.
I've got one word for you, tranks, right? You can use that cast control on no matter what size you're fishing, 400 or 500, and you hit that cast control. You got the level wine for throwing surface iron, Colt Sniper,
poppers.
There is no reel that is as powerful and easy to cast as a Shimano Trenx.
And you say power, Pete, but people don't relate to the necessity. The power is in the cranking power.
Yes.
So when you come tight to a fish and your reel's loaded down, if you don't have that cranking power, you're locked up.
Yep.
But when you've got the cranking power, what that equates to is actually being able to follow through and take line as you're under tension.
Yes.
That's the power.
That's it. So, tranks, get one. You'll be amazed. It'll change your casting world.
Will that work on Wahoo, too, Pete?
Absolutely. Get the fast retrieve, right?
Right.
Yeah. If you can catch a 200-pound tuna on a Tranx 500, you think you can catch a Wahoo?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Just save me the test product. That's
All right. Mark and Santee, not a lot of time left for you, Mark. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I got a question. I heard that in Northern California, they're catching a lot of albacore. And if that's true, do you go up there? This question's for Frank.
You know, I'm not sure about Northern California. I haven't heard that. But I know that you can go up to Westport and catch Washington and get them full bore.
Yeah. And there are some sport fishing operations up there, right, Frank?
Yes. I don't know if you know how to get a hold of Harold Davis at Davis Boats, but he was just up there recently, and Harold could probably tell you the best boats and where to go. He just went up there recently because he wanted to catch a bunch of albacore.
Yeah.
But what you have to keep in mind, Mark, is no landing and no sport fishing operation compares to anything we have in Southern California, let alone San Diego.
No, it's a very small operation, but you can go up there and go catch albacore.
If that's what you want to do. I'll stick around here and catch yellowfin and bluefin and yellowtail. What do you think?
But as far as Northern California, I have not heard that.
Well, I talked to Harold the other day, and he said there have been rumors out on, I guess it's the Davison or something.
Davidson Seamount.
Says there's rumors of them out there.
Well, rumors don't,
I know.
there was a rumor there was going to be fish here on June 19th. But
that's
right.
Not here. Yeah, well, that's Mike Paisano, right?
Yeah.
See? Yeah. But
I got to rub him. You know?
Yeah. Well, we have to. Yeah, Mark's right. A good guy. Independence. Yeah, it's good stuff. Hey, but, yeah, right now, Westport, Washington would be your best bet there. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, don't forget our third San Diego County Ford Dealer remote broadcast coming up Saturday, August 4th at North County Ford in Vista, and that's your next chance to qualify for the two big grand prizes, the random draw winning or the casting contest winner. Prize one, a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, along with a trip to Cedros Kayak Fishing on Cedros Island, and then grand prize number two, four-night fishing package for two at Rancho Leonero in Baja Aziz Cape. That includes round-trip tickets, San Diego, Orange County, or LAX to Los Cabos on Alaska Airlines. Alaska Airlines, the best. Just click that Alaska Airlines banner on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. Also won a trip on the Blackjack from Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Shimano Rods and Reels, Maui Jim Sunglasses. There's going to be a ton of giveaways. We give thousands of dollars in prizes just for showing up. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. We'll see you Saturday, August 4th, North County Ford in Vista, just off the 78 freeway.
That's awesome stuff. We got more from Frank. We're going to find out who's won this trip on the Liberty. More on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mine 1090 when we come back.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. A fun show with Frank and the all Rock the fish Baron. Reports. Yeah,
indeed. Captain Frank Lopresti, Royal Player, Shogun. Man, Frank, the 2 hours go fast here. But, I just am blown away at the Shogun schedule that there's actually spots available to go this month on the Shogun,
are.
Including that 7-day to
right.
Guadalupe Island.
There is a 7-day to Guadalupe. I know I have a 10-day on the Royal Polaris. It was full, and now there's 4 openings on it.
Wow, and that's going to Guadalupe.
That's in October. Or? Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah. All your 10-day trips will end up at Guadalupe.
At some point. Wow.
And it's kind of nice with, Guadalupe takes 5 days to make a trip there?
If you're on a 5-day trip, you will fish Guadalupe.
So to have 7, you've got a couple extra days to make it happen.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Beautiful.
Well, in the meantime, if somebody wants to ride, check out the websites, both of them, for sure. But if somebody wants to make a call, have a question, you'll talk to them, right?
You betcha, my Will. First of all, we are closed today. We're open 6 days a week, 619-226-8030. However, you can go to shogunsportfishing.com or royalpolarisportfishing.com and book a reservation right online.
All right. Always a pleasure having you here, Frank.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
All right.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you, Corey.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Corey, for stepping in this weekend while Rock God Rick's up playing in the rivers
up there
of Alaska.
Hard work.
Oh, yeah. Field research.
And now that you got Corey in here, that means that probably pretty soon it's going to be me and Corey, and you both be out field research.
That would be fine with me. I'm okay with that. Yeah. You good with that?
No.
Because you want to go fishing with us.
That's right.
That's right. All right, Corey. Pleasure having you. We'll look forward to having you back real soon. Very, very soon,
That's
Corey.
All good times, Pete. I tell you, who's got good times? Winning this trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. If you didn't win this, you got to get out and enjoy one of those burgers. Mike from Carta is our winner today.
All right.
Congratulations, Mike.
Yeah, congratulations. You're going to enjoy it. Next weekend, let's talk up Rosie and Jeff. From Sadro Sport Fishing will be here next Sunday. Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does. Check out our app. It's fabulous. If you haven't downloaded it, you need to do it at the Google Play Store or the App Store. Check it out. Let's Talk Hookup on the App Store or Google Play Store, and we'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090. Come on, pretty mama. To you.